Welcome guys to yet another episode of Monday Night Live.
Yes.
Na kama kawa we normally say, Monday Night Live is that show that drives out your what?
Your Monday blues.
Your ngoa?
Your Monday blues.
Mkofiti?
Ati ya ngoa.
Yes, as guys wa Alexa idu wanaongeanga.
Yes, my friend. Umuona watu wameingia kwa fujo.
Watu wameingia kwa fujo.
Unajua hii show leo it is, ni show ya watu.
Hello, the show ya hustler.
Yes, this is the show where we get most of the requests na comments wakati. So today, I have a feeling it's going to be a fantastic day. No, kama kawaida, Boni alikuwa kwanza.
Boni anakuanga kwa, he never disappoints.
Al-Asadi Media Inc.
Al-Asadi anakuanga kule Garissa.
Na amesema, ukimaliza kutengeneza gari, ako na pesa yako ameweka, pesa taslim. Al-Asadi ulisema imefika ngapi? Last time tukiongea alikuwa na 30,000. Tukamwambia ndio bei ya kununua shell. So inafaa ongeze.
Ongeze kidogo.
Who else? Tuko na Kolo Togoch, tuko na Paul Mulwa.
Paul Togoch ni yule jamaa wa Eltret.
Yes. Yes, Anthony M kutoka Utawala anasema ako ndani. Frederick Ngatunyi ako ndani, Steve Olaiko. Hey, watu wako hapa Dan Kirua.
Na before uendelee.
Yes sir.
Hey, wasi. Mnaona hii maneno?
Yes, bwana.
Mnaona set inakaa maridadi tena pose kabisa?
Eh.
Eh? Mnaona mambo ni kama haya?
Yes.
And our set has been decorated by one guy.
Yes.
Huyu jamaa anaitwa Taraji Media Brand.
Yes.
Taraji Media Brands ni yeye anatengeneza vitu kama business cards.
Mhm.
Anatengeneza merchandise hapa na pale.
Yes.
Tuko na mugs.
Mm-hmm.
Kwanza sasa hii mimi nataka Taraji Media Brands mimi kikombe yangu nataka next time iandikwe hapa 5W30.
Anaitwa Amon Maru.
Alafu,
a very nice gentleman.
Alafu sasa hii nao ni ya coolant.
Yes. Andika hapo coolant gani.
Hii ya kikani ya blue ama watu wazee kama Ibrahim.
Yes.
Ama watumia green coolant. Sisi watu wa...
leo maza na ubaya.
Sisi watumia...
Sasa mbugu wa mweke tu maji. Ama...
Mbugu wa... mbugu wa yake. Mbugu wa ni electric generation.
Atumi coolant. Interesting stuff, bro. Interesting stuff. So, hiyo kikombe ya Ibrahim. Kuna jamaa may notice. Tyson Ochola. Kikombe safi sana. So, in short, guys, Taraji Media Brands are the guys that we are going to be partnering with. Kualetea merchandise.
Merchandise safi sana. But so, kama pia uko na ofisi,
yes,
and you need something branding, talk to
Maru Amon.
Maru Amon wa Taraji Media Brands.
Mbugu atakuwa anaweka namba yake hapo.
Ataweka namba yake pale. You can order for business cards. Yes. Bado kuna business cards fiti sana.
Sana.
Hii sijui amesema iko na jina ngumu sana.
Yes.
Sasa sijui wasi waku brand ngodha wakikuja taweka nini kwa set.
By the way, merchandise utengeza kila kitu. Ngodha, kamisi, everything. We are branding every type of merchandise. And I'm serious about this. Ukitoa tu shati hivi unaona 5W30. Ah, fantastic. Kwa vest, kila kitu. We are branding every type of...
Kwa boxer pale.
Everything.
Kwanza kesho. By the way, leo ni men's conference edition.
Yes, today is men's conference edition.
Leo ni men's conference edition.
Na leo tutakuwa tunawachia some few... zinaitwaje? Take-homes.
Take-homes, tips.
Yes.
Yeah.
For being a man around cars and our lovely ladies.
Exactly.
Tusonge mbele wakabi. Tusonge mbele, tusenge mbele, tusonge mbele. Watu wamefurahi sana by the way. Kelvin Murimi anasema umpatia kikombe. Mwambia ampige oda yake.
Mwambia pige oda pale. We'll confirm the prizes very soon.
We'll do the mock-ups on our website. Website by the way
ina come through na itakuwa big. Ni game changer hiyo.
Maza, you guys are not ready for this.
You are not ready.
Hii mwaka tunasema ni mwaka ya kufanya nini?
Ni mwaka wa kupanuliwa.
Kupanuliwa kinini?
Kupanuliwa ki tunapanua mipaka.
Fantastic. So before we take in the show, Kabi, before we go into the show, the things they said we say that we did not say.
Tuanze na moja.
Yes.
Kuna hii story this last Sunday kanisa jana.
Yes.
Tulipiga review ya Lexus.
Yes.
Na nasikia kuna jamaa wa Audi alikuja hapa akaongea kidogo.
Yes, alisema we are very biased because when we were reviewing the Audi we said categorically, and I'm paraphrasing what he said, that reliability is not a question. Why are we discussing reliability kwa video ya Lexus?
Unajua?
Yes.
Watu ni wa ajabu huku nje.
Mm.
You see, just because you have money doesn't mean you want to waste it.
Yes.
Remember, downtime is monetized.
Yes.
Those Audis break down,
mm-hmm.
and they are very expensive to fix. The Lexus does not break. It's a very reliable brand, and that, yes. we have talked about that time and again.
Yes.
So, in as much as I'm spending money to get what I want,
yes.
pia nitaangalia vizuri nione nione nini what I'm buying.
Yes. One thing I know about people who have money wakabi, they hate surprises. Ati amechukua gari yake, ako kwa lami, anaenda mahali Naivasha, kukula starehe, na kashugua, alafu gari, inaamua inakata tu timing belt, ama timing chain, ama mechatronic unit inakata. Un-understand? No, those kind of surprises
are not good. But let me tell you something.
Yes.
Audi owners and VW owners will shine these Valentines.
Very much.
Watashine kwa sababu, unaenda pale, unaambia, babe. Jo manze gari yangu imeharibika stomach
oh
so ako sorted
okay
na wase wa Nissan magia box Mazda CX-5 pale representing the diesel wote wana shine even
oh, days hawatafika okay
hawatafika bwana
now I have one reason to buy a Mazda CX-3 diesel
no the problem is you will only favor you once in a year.
So, Kavi, let's get into the show. Let's get into the show.
Sasa leo, yes. show leo
ni... Kwanza kuna Bonifaz, mwona Bonifaz Onyando mingi hapo?
Bonio Yando, yeah. Tuli msosia Mazda Axela. Tamu sana.
Yes.
Uzuri ya kuchukua diesel.
Yes, ametupa pale 200. Super chat iko pale, by the way, just guys to know, we have a tiny pesa link pale kwa comments. Mbugu amecheza kama ina super chat iko active.
If you want to do something, yes. Venye naambianga pale kwa review.
Yes.
Your little contribution will go a long way.
Yes.
In us bringing you this content.
Mm. Mm.
Na pia Frederick Ngatui pia naona amecheza na 500 pale kwa super chat.
Yes. Inafaa tuanze ku unmask watu. Kuna mtu anaitwa M&M. I need to know who this guy is because he's one of the most active followers na wase wana comment na ku follow up sana on every video that we put out. And we appreciate those kind of engagements, Okabi. You were saying something.
So, today's show,
Yes.
I want us to talk about the majority of the people.
Yes.
Msee anakuuliza nataka gari ya 500k,
yes.
I want a car worth 600k, 400k, 300k, and I want a car that is reliable, economical, and, it will not look very odd.
I agree, Okabi, because 90% of the people are buying cars below 600. Ni watu kwanza... tunaweza sema Mungu anawashughulikia anajaribu ku upgrade but pia hawana pesa mingi ya kukula headache na stress mingi, understand? So hawa ni watu wenye wanataka kagari katawa sort, wanataka very good ownership experience ya gari, and that is very important, understand?
Alafu tena ni watu, yes. wanataka, these are people who do not want to break an arm and a leg pale kwa garage.
Thank you very much.
But there is normally a big setback.
Yes.
Bei za magari by the way zimekuwa unreasonable currently.
Very true.
We were doing a pre-purchase last Saturday and you remember Honda Fit bana imefikisha
1.4 million. I was Bro. So surprised because the last time we checked, okay. The last time we did a pre-purchase of a Honda Fit, it was below a mic. It was actually 950.
Sahi iko 1.4 boy.
1.4. Difference ya only 1 year. Because that was a 2014 unit.
Exactly.
A 2015, 2016 unit right now, 1.3, 1.4.
You see, well, ukinunua hybrid, unazapata 1.35.
Yes.
Apo. Mazda Demio bana...
Demio sahizi mefika kapi?
Yes, iko 1.2.
1.2 for a Mazda Demio.
Imagine. So, sahi kumekuwa tuona ka, yes. you must be a millionaire.
Definitely, there is no car right now can be foreign used. You see, one thing that I also need us to discuss, and it's important that we capture it very well. The cars we call brand new here are actually used. So sisi wote tunaendesha magari mzee. Only that wengine wanaendesha gari mzee yenye mzungu ameendesha ama mjapanese,
exactly.
ama mchina, ama understand? But the idea is, the baseline is, all of us are driving used cars. Unless you're buying from the brand new
cars. And there's something I need to talk about.
Yes.
I hope whoever asked me that question.
Yes.
Anaskiza, ama ana watch Monday Night Live.
Yes.
You see, this mostly happens to ladies. Mdu anakuambia nataka Mazda Demio mzee ya 2010, nataka mileage kuwe below 50,000.
No.
You see, you cannot be looking for a local used car and you're asking for mileage.
In fact, wacha tu demystify hiyo kitu ukabi. 90% chances are most of the foreign used cars mileage yao inakuanga about 50k.
By the way,
by the time zinakuja, hata hizo 2016 whatever. So ukitafuta gari ya 2010 upate mileage yake ni 50k, bro.
Zimerudishwa nyuma.
Hiyo hata imefika 600, ni so, kunyonga wamenyonga.
Ni venye staki kutaja watu.
Yes.
I don't want to mention people, but kuna madam nilimuuliza utafuta Mazda demio ya 2010 na unataka mileage at below 50,000.
Nah, it cannot happen.
Bro, hata ukipata ya so mbili bana uko na
you are lucky,
hiyo ni low mileage.
Yes.
Hmm?
And chances are utapata za zimeshafungwa ma engine zingine ama top cover gasket imechenjiwa.
Exactly.
Zina go bad. So these are the things we are going actually to discuss today in the fleet of you wanting to own a car.
To own a car in an affordable way.
Yes. So part one wakabi, what I need us to deal with part one, which is general and easy. Mimi niko na 600 ama na, okay, niko na between 0 na 600.
Mm-hmm.
Understand? Understand 0 na 600.
Yeah. Sasa na hapo kwa zero, unajua most of us,
yes,
tuko hapo kwa zero.
Hapo kwa zero.
Hapo kwa zero.
Tuko na vision na dream.
Tuko na dream.
Lakini wakabi kama gari tulinua 30,000. Hata huyu wa zero hako na vision.
Hako na vision by the way. Hiyo gari by ni chipa kushinda nduthi.
Anaweza manifest.
Anaweza manifest. Manifest, manifest.
Yes.
Money go locate you this year.
So now, the first section of this discussion, okay, I need to put it very clear. I have 600 down to zero. I need to own a car. I might not be the kind of guy who wants to create my dream car. I just want to go out and buy a car. Mm-hmm. So number one, I need you to give us facts and things to consider. And no, buying a car below 600,000, what are the things that I should expect in that car? So that watu understand, mtu akikupigia simu asikuwe na kitu tunaita exaggerated needs, you know. And that is one thing that we've experienced, where the example is that lady, she called in, she wants a 2010 car with a 50,000k mileage. Where ulisikia wapi?
Ulisikia
mheshimiwa,
ulisikia
wapi? So what should we expect? Sisi kama wakulima wadogo, we are going to the market, 600 is the budget, or below 600, 500, 400, what is our expectations?
Almost fact is,
yes,
lazima hiyo gari itakuwa na kakitu mahali.
Yes.
That needs to be sorted.
Yes.
Not unless you're buying, you see, kuna magari watu huangukia. Mm-hmm. But you see, you cannot, waswahili wanasema, bahati ya mwenzio usilalie mlango
wazi kabisa.
You see? Mm-hmm. So there are chances unaweza angukia, but mostly any car below 600,000,
yes,
there must be some work that you utaenda kufanya. Either imemaliza kitu, mm-hmm, you know, there are those things, it has a dent somewhere.
Yes.
You know, I normally tell people, if you see a car that does not have something that needs to be worked on,
mm,
it's a red flag.
Yes. Most of the time it is.
It is a red
flag. Because it meets either two applications. And most of the cases, the latter is true. Somebody is trying to hide something.
Exactly. Exactly.
Mtu ametega. Somebody is trying to hide something. Or you could be lucky na upate gari ni ya ukabi, ameilinda vizuri. But most of the time, hizo za unapatanga ukabi, mekanazo, and they're well kept. The prices are slightly higher.
Above.
So let's say kama ni Toyota 100, unapata normal zinauzo kama 300. But hii ya ukabi melindua poa, inauzo kama 450. You understand? Then yes. The question is, why is this one being sold at this price? If you go check it out, unapata ni safi, imepigwa paintwork poa, imefanywa service perfectly.
Nut and bolt restoration.
Exactly. Gari ni safi. Ile gari unaangalia unasema, like there is one CD here, we went for a pre-purchase inspection.
You remember that one? It was magnificently
clean.
It was clean.
And we told that guy, pay for it now.
There was also another there's a certain Toyota Corolla 100 that is trending.
Yes.
A blue one.
Yes.
Owner wants 500,000.
What?
Na cheki na mtu.
Kwa nini safi aje?
It is extremely
clean.
Mint. Kwanza unashinua hiyo gari linaendeleshwa wapi bwana? And then there's something I would like to point out.
Yes, expectations.
When you're buying a car below 600,000.
Yes.
First of all, your expectations need to be a bit low.
Yeah.
Know what you're looking for. Am I looking for mobility only? Yes, yes. Ama am I looking for luxury? Yes. Sabu kuna mdu wadakuja kuambia nataka gari ikonambio na ini ya 600,000.
Ningumu.
Ni tricky, tricky.
Not unless you know my cakes.
Adam, my cakes is 600,000. First gen, you ni gari mbovu.
Yeye mekulua na umbwa.
Ah, yeye mekulua na umbwa bwana.
Lakini iko na mbio.
Unajua allow me to express this.
Yes.
My cakes are below 700.
Mm. Yeah. Most of the time unapata iko na mavitu.
Iko na mavitu bana ama ni accident repair.
You're right. In fact, that is the common thing with Makexes.
Makex, you will rarely have a problem with the engine and gearbox.
The transmission.
But sana sana accident.
Yes.
Because again, we are not profiling, but the people who drive these cars, they are not the best of drivers.
Mm. Mm. So basically, expectation number one wakabi is mileage itakuwa imesonga.
Yes.
Expectation number two that you need to know is kutakuwa na some things that will need to be fixed.
Definitely.
100%. Mm. Now, I want to put it out to you again. Very nice question, Okabi. If I have 600, should I buy a car worth 600 ama nafana nuwe gare nyiko cheaper so that I spend the rest of the amount fixing it?
Okay. That question has, it's a double-edged question.
Yes.
Because, number one, kuna magangster.
Mm-hmm.
Mimi sayo ukinibatia 600 na nuwe gare tatu.
Mimi naona unaweza nua hata 10.
Hata 10 ni possible.
323 kando kwanza.
Kwa hizo
na bado uko na balance.
Na uko na balance, uko na float.
Yes.
Ana anasema uziamshe kwanza.
Unaendesha ya yellow, kesho unaendesha ya red.
Ya red,
kesho kutu ya blue. Endelea.
But now you see,
yes.
Let's assume we're si gangster sana.
Yes.
If you're looking for a car worth 600, try get a car ya punch.
Yes.
So that you can try and put it in a way or fix it in a way that you'll be satisfied with.
You're right. So that is the recommendation.
At a 400.
Fantastic.
But I'll tell guys something.
Yes.
Kuna, when you're buying cars,
yes.
Sometimes unaenanga utunangalia gari and we tell guys, iya pana.
Mm.
Unaweza pata gari ikona to dent.
Mm.
Dents ni vitu za kawaida.
Yes.
Especially if the car is on the road. Especially if it's Nairobi roads. Dents ni kitu ya kawaida.
Kawaida, yeah.
But kuna aina mbili za dents.
Uh-huh.
Kuna dent superficial na kuna structural damage.
Huh. Define Okabi. Go deeper.
So, the superficial dents, ile imegongwa kwa wing.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, unaweza toa hiyo wing uweke ingine.
Yes.
That is superficial damage. Mm-hmm. Bonnet, imewekwa fila vibaya, imecrack. Unaweza toa hiyo bonnet uweke
ingine.
But the moment frame imegongwa kwa gari,
mm-hmm.
that car haiwezi rudi.
So, hizi ndo hizi gari zinakuanga zimekaa namna hii.
Zimekaa namna hii.
Ukiangalia ni kama,
ama alignment, yeah. Yangi alignment.
Inakaa kama mundu muluas. Ni kama inaenda, ni kama
inarudi. Irudi, exactly.
Awelewi, ni kama namna hii, ni kama namna hiyo.
And let me tell you something.
Yes.
You see, there are cars that people ignore.
Mm-hmm.
You remember the Mazda 323?
Yes.
Izo gari, they are lying around everywhere. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to buy them. But wakati inaona kamoja kazuri, kama tuliona ya Deno Spina.
Yes.
Tukawa, hey, this guy, alichukua ile gari least expected.
An unlikely car.
And
turned it to one of the most magnificent piece of art.
Exactly. So utasikia msi anasema, mtu anaangalia tu, anataka akona mia yake tano, na ataka Mazda Axela.
Yet, there are alternatives that...
There are alternatives. Cars that look better. Wase wata watch Conversations Row on Wednesday.
Yes.
Kuna ile Nissan Bluebird U12.
Aye.
When Nissan was Nissan, wacha sahi wanatengeneza mikebe.
Okabi, this one they'll have to watch.
That one they have to
and
watch.
And that car, the owner bought that car
for 150,000.
Bro, that car is a gem.
Na like, gari inatoka hapa inaenda hadi Ingo.
Inaenda Ingo, tena imefukuza watu wa Mazda Axela wa
proper.
2015.
Proper.
My friend, you saw how that car picked.
Exactly.
Zero guys, to 100 in 15 seconds.
You need to watch Conversations Row. Cash Wednesday.
Wednesday
8 p.m. When
Wednesday inakaa mbali.
Inakaa mbali sana.
Wednesday 8 p.m. Conversation Row. Redriven.
But you see, there are people. And your man, this again brings last week's episode to life.
Yes.
There are guys who buy cars for peer pressure. Yes. So mimi nimeona Ibrahim amenunua Volvo 60, mimi nakunua 60
because nimekaa kwa hiyo gari nimefeel this is the epitome of what I want.
Exactly. And I'll tell you one thing. You see, there are guys who are buying these Mazda CX-5s, 17s, Konambio. Mtu wanaenda anunua Subaru Impreza, ile GC8.
Yes.
Unainunua so nne, unakuja unaibuild na kaa so mbili.
So ino umeenda mba unua 250.
Adu, bana.
Ama, kama gari ya Suleiman.
Kama gari ya Suleiman. Eh. Unakuja unaweka engine powerful, unafaya brake update, nini.
My friend.
Yo gari, this 2016 vehicles, haiwezi yona mahali imepitia. Kweli uongo.
Haiwezi. Haiwezi.
So you do not have to break the bank for you to to nyama some of these people.
If that is what you want to
do. That is what you want. Especially the good thing about project cars is that you can actually tune them to the way you want them to perform.
That was supposed to be the second part of the conversation, because that one is deep. I need to know the process. I need to know the choice. I need to understand why. I need to understand what you're working with. You understand? So the first one is these guys are just buying the normal cars. They don't want to build the cars. So it is more of I want to buy repair to me. Mostly now here I'm talking about our ladies, our mothers, our sisters. Mostly. Lakini mwanaume inafaa kwe kwa part 2 ya hii.
Kwa part 2,
we kama ni mwanaume, part 2 makes more sense.
Part 2 makes more sense.
Hey, hii maneno ya kumusianze kukua watu namna hiyo.
Watu wako na hiyo kitu. Hatuta taja. Our show might be banned.
Yes, so.
Kwa hiyo nacheka sana mara.
Anapenda hizi vikombe. So now the first part is we have talked about the expectations of Kabi. The quality of the car might not. Basically what you're saying, and I'm translating loosely, is kama unanua gari localist, wacha kukua na maringo mingi.
Maringo mingi.
Expectations mingi hati uko na audacity. You have the audacity.
You have the audacity.
Yeah, ya kusema sijui nataka low mileage, sijui nataka sijui nini. I think the most important thing is the quality of the car as is.
Let me give you an example.
Yes.
Ukienda kula Kempinski.
Yes.
Ama pale Nairobi Street Kitchen. Ama Ole Sereni.
Yes.
Unakuja waitress anakuuliza, how can I help you? Good morning. What do you want to have today? That you want it cold or warm?
Kwanza unazanga na soup.
Na soup.
The three course.
Alafu wanakuuliza, hata wanakuuliza, is my tone okay?
Yes.
Ama
are you feeling comfortable me serving you?
Exactly.
Or I bring you another lady?
Exactly. Yeah. Ama hata shufa, mwenye nakubeba, sometimes if you're using these VIP cabs, they tell you, how do you want us to drive? What kind of music do you want us to play?
Definitely.
However, sasa, enda kwa kibanda.
Kibandaski.
Kwa kibandaski. Nozowe kama ukuli toka.
Yeah.
Priscilla Imani!
Anakupatia chakula yote.
Chakula yote wameka ukuli.
Alafu ana make order loudly. Unaweza kuwa umeenda huko na kambao. Unataka kuchapia chapati mbili, achafue na supu.
Chafua.
Unamwambia, hii, weka chini. Chapati mbili, chafua. Kila mse kuotela na juwa wakazi.
Hana kakiu.
Amechafua chapati mbili. Mkutana huko kwa wetu na kujua.
Haya, ukipanda matatu.
Yes.
Wachana, ukipanda ngaya banama matatu. Ushaipanda zile matatu za kuenda Gikomba.
Hizo zinakuanga paka na mashimu unaona grau.
Unaona grau, kukinyesha banana unaona mtoni huku.
Zime rust paka minu unanga ni kama hizo viti zinezanguka chini yo gari tuwacha kwa rodi.
Sasa hizo gari, unaambiwa bana.
Zinatonga number 7.
Number 7. Unasikia, unaambiwa bana. Unaambiwa ungekuwa na haraka ungeenda jana.
Kwanza inakuanga na waswahili wengine wakitoka pale majengo.
Wanaongea nema tope ingine.
Wewe kama ungekuwa na haraka jana ni siku. Sasa umetulia sana fadhali.
Ama unaambiwa bana, unaambiwa ungekuwa na bidii venye unaongea ungekuwa umenunua gari. So same case na hii magari.
Yes.
So unataka, if you have the money you'll get options.
Yes.
You'll have options based on your pocket.
Yes.
But if your budget is kidogo there, you cannot go and start demanding for options.
Yes. I'll give you a very perfect example. When you are a man who has achieved the goals that the society requires you of, then you have a right to choose the type of spouse to live with. The same, I want a church girl. I want a girl who respects God. She has to have this shape. Because you have the money.
You have the money.
And the position. And the power.
To talk.
Lakini kama wewe, ni poloi holoi. Yokabi anasema ga. Anything that comes we can work with.
We can work with. Ama unasema.
Unafanya restoration.
Oh, restoration. Unaenda pale unaambiwa na wazae pale huko.
Yes.
Na mtoto wa fulani alimaliza form 4. Sema huyo kidogo kidogo meno ime mkombokombo lakini hiyo tunaweza tengeneza.
Yes, we can work.
Kama hutamchekesha sana wageni hawataona.
So that is the same scenario with buying locally used cars.
Unaona ukiwa na sura person una uko na pesa. You have preference.
You can choose. So basically the bottom line what you're trying to say is kama pesa ni kidogo punguza expectations.
Exactly.
It makes no sense if you call us and say I want a low mileage Mazda Demio, white in color. Inafaa ikuwe na suspension mpya,
ikuwe na sunroof.
Ifaa ikuwe na kwanza sunroof ndio inanimaliza. Ikuwe na sunroof na isikuwe na dent. I need a very clean car na isikuwe na leakage yoyote. Alafu namuuliza the most interesting question. How much are you willing to spend?
Niko na ikienda sana
450. No, it will never work.
It cannot work. You cannot get that for that value.
Yes.
So, what you're supposed to be thinking about there is what can I work with? How can I get this car that is not perfect?
Yes, and make it perfect.
Make it perfect.
Yes. In fact, one thing that I advocate for car buyers, especially buying a locally used car, is buy the car and improve it. Make it what your vision is. Kama ulikuwa unataka gari ina leakage, ulikuwa unataka gari iko na color mzuri, ulikuwa unataka gari iko na sunroof. We have gotten guys who called us and asked us to cut a sunroof.
Mimi siwezi kata bwana.
But kuna some to call like, "Hey, aje majamaa." Niko na aka gari kanaitwa aka GT Turbo kadogo aka Starlet. Niko na Starlet tumaze nataka mnieke sunroof. Okay, we cannot do it, but if that guy has a vision of doing it, he tells you he's trying to make to work with what he has to look like what he wants.
Exactly.
Anajua hizi afford Mazda Demio sunroof. But ako na
kastale takanaweza pata hiyo sunroof.
Na kipata sunroof msamweke kazi fiti, saa mvua itakwenda mnyeshia some of the times. But
ako na mea mavuli kwa
gari. Ako na
sako na sunroof.
Siku ya jua kama saa anakafungua wase wanati.
Wanatibwa.
Na wanakubali wanasababisha.
Si tuchukue maswali kadhaa before tubonge sana.
Twende kwa second. Uh-huh. Kuna watu waliuliza maswali kuanzia huku juu. Where do I get those questions from? There's a guy who said mara hii tusiruke swali yake. I'm trying as you pick one question. I'm looking for his question.
Kuna madam anaitwa Stalin Chepto.
Yes.
Anasema ati hiyo kikombe ya Okabi imetoka Western. Kwani vikombe za Western zinakaa?
Sasa vikombe za Western zinaitwa maunga. Yaani miunga. Inabeba chai mob. Robert Onyambo anasema toleo hiyo shati yako iko juu kwani ulipata retirement package buda. Bro. Cheza kwa nata inpesa, nda kuchapia story. Cheza nata inpesa, greetings from Malindi. Oe, swali, swali kwa api.
Kabla upade, Edward Ayimba, what do you think of the Nissan Pathfinder 2007-2008 model? Bom.
Iyo mamua kujibu.
Iyo ni bom. Iyo ni ZD30 buwana. Chana, iyo ni bom.
Nice one. Naona hapa Noah Shitawa,
the bossman himself.
Anasema bossi hapa Riara Road na wagotea tu sana.
Bossman pale ako na sijui anafanya nini leo, ako na spana mkononi.
Yes, Paul Mulua, swali safi. Hey Wakabi, between Subaru Impreza 209 hatchback 2.5 GT and the Mach X 250G, which would you recommend considering fuel economy and reliability and speed?
Sasa, there is one thing I'll tell you. Those two cars are very reliable.
Yes.
But hapo hakuna gari kona fuel economy. If you're considering fuel economy, those are not
hakuna
cars.
Hakuna hapo fuel economy.
Hapo hakuna fuel economy.
Yes.
But the Mach X would win.
In terms of reliability.
Unajua ile engine ya Subaru, ile kitu, ile EJ20. But let's just stick to it. But if you're looking at fuel economy, there is no car that is there for you.
Yes.
Hapo hakuna gari
yako. John Paul amecheza na 500 pale super chat.
Naona anasema
pale. Maze mcheza na hizo super chat fiti sana. Natafuta maswali, naweza shona dashboard yangu nieke leather, niko na Ractis 2011. Si mnajua ni plastic. Your views.
Yeah. Yeah. Kushona unaweza shona?
Yes.
Kuna wase wanafanya leather stitching poa sana.
Yes.
We, I think we might be able to get some of them.
Yeah.
And then bring that on Conversations. Ni umweze kuone. Hiyo ndiyo purpose ya Conversations Row.
Exactly.
Yeah. We are trying to
vitu kama hizo. We are bringing you things that are practical and are close to you.
Exactly.
Things that you can actually see and make a decision on. Fantastic Okabi. Hello Conversations. I have 1.2 million as a first car. I'm in a dilemma between a CR-V 2008 and a Honda Fit Shuttle 2014.
So if you have 1.2 million, Kwanza Honda Fit Shuttle 2014 will be a very road deal.
Yes.
Okay, it's an affordable car. But you see, if you're not, if you don't mind fuel economy, the CR-V is bigger. It has all-wheel drive. Ni SUV utaka, unajua utakuwa na heshima zako bwana.
Yes.
Eh.
Safi sana. Kuna swali hapa personal.
Uh-huh.
Jamaa anaitwa Patrick Rope.
Uh-huh.
Nauza, how did the pre-purchase inspection come tally go?
Asa, ay.
No, the pre-purchase inspection went well.
It went well.
They actually had a very nice Mazda Tensa. Sindio?
Mazda Tensa petrol. Yeah, tukaenda hapo tukaona Prado pia.
Yes, and we also you know the Prado, you have a story about the Prado, but before we talk about the Prado, mufikishie mtalii information. Mtalii alitunyima gari. There's an acquaintance reached out to
mtalii
to request for a Jaguar XJ.
XJ. Mtalii
akatunyima. Mtalii. Na unataka tufanye kazi mtalii? Ah, wewe mtalii utaacha bana. Mtalii ataacha.
Mtalii bana aliona.
Lakini uliambia mtalii alifanya maneno.
Unajua nasikia pre-purchase ya Prado.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a story for another day. Next week, man, and I'd live to tell you a story.
Victor Mashana sema Conversation TBM. Hey, asa pa TBM za wewe, asa pa. Unajua maneno inaleta joto sahi. Mine is a compliment. The new Nissan Navara is a car to drive. Nissan Kenya.
Is that a compliment or a personal opinion, you know?
Unless we drive, so we have a mantra, Kabi, before that.
Unless we drive it.
And we don't talk about cars we've not driven.
We have not driven.
Just the same way we'll never talk about the Mobias, how it feels, because we've never driven it. We don't know what it is. Brand Nyangu, Anyangu, and Uzanaweza pata locally used Auris, new shape, na 900K.
Apana. Watu si wajinga bwana.
Stakunite anasema, hey Wakabi, greetings from Juja. Nimepata clean Honda Insight 2010 going for 700K. Jana nimetoka Kabaza and found a KDK Nissan Note for 780K. Kindly advise between the two.
Nissan Note KDK 780.
Hey, hiyo paka iko na shida.
Hiyo iko na noma. Iko na noma.
There is no way.
KDK 780. Sahi wasi wanauziwa note mita na.
You're right.
Na ulipata hey, buda.
Brand Masero. Niko na 600K. Budget ya gari. Please advise on the model. Sasa, hii ndo maswali ngumu. Okay. I want to talk to Brand. He's called Brand.
Mm-hmm.
Brand Masero.
Hey.
You see, kwa mfano, wacha nitumie mfano tofauti. Okabi yuko na 2000. Ibra yuko na 2000. Tukienda kwa duka kununua viatu, kila mtu yuko na different test.
Test, exactly.
Mimi wewe unapenda ma Air Force, mimi napenda ma official. You understand? So you cannot ask me, I have 2000, which should I buy? You understand? It's so difficult.
And you see,
it's so difficult to narrow down to, okay, sasa we brand, kwanza we unapenda nini, what are you looking for?
Inaweza kuwa nataka pickup. Inaweza kuwa nataka.
Exactly, kuna paka pickup za 600.
600,
So unless you tell us more about what you're looking at, it is difficult for us just shoot answers. Like, we can give you a list of 200 cars to buy with 600, starting with the Mazda 23 at 30,000.
Aya, kuna mtu nimeona, hiyo swali imeenda, because it was a very interesting question. Eh?
Yes.
Yes, are salvage vehicles good as project cars? Well,
Moses Muturi.
Moses Muturi.
Yes.
Salvage cars, that's a very interesting question.
Yes.
Salvage cars, ina determine hiyo gari imegongwa aje.
Yeah.
If there is frame damage.
Yes.
Wachana nayo.
Mriferan.
Mriferan. Mm. If there is no frame damage, it's a good project. For instance, there is that car we are doing
a restoration
on. Mm-hmm. We are actually doing a restoration on a salvage car.
A salvage. You guys will be watching it after the Mazda 23.
After Mazda 323, mtaona hiyo salvage. Mm. And hiyo gari haikuwa na frame damage.
Yes.
Ilikuwa roof tu, imeenda chini, pande ya right hata iko imeguzwa valance.
Mm.
You see, the problem with cars that have frame damage is, yes, they are repairable.
Yes.
But itakuwa na to some certain things that you will never understand.
Imperfections.
Mm. Unapata ingiangi alignment.
Yes.
Ukikanyaga brake inavuta pande moja. Mm. Because let me tell you, to get that frame back to its original form, venye manufacturer alitengeneza, inakuwa, it's very hard.
Actually, the way manufacturer alitengeneza ukabi is, they use computers and precision machines to put
to
all
put
that
things together. Yes.
So sisi kupata the accuracy that machine can, okay, unaweza pata as long as I try to do a decent job in putting it back in order, but it will never be 100% perfect.
I'll tell you one thing.
Yes.
Ni kama kununua pickup ama lori, imekunja chassis. You will be told that ukifanya jigging is a process whereby chassis inawekwa mahali, the chassis.
Yes, inavutwa.
Inavutwa na nyororo mbili, inarudi.
Mm.
Lakini can I tell you one thing?
Yes.
That chassis will never go back to its original form. Iyo gari itakuwa na, ina behave funny, ina handle funny kwa barabara.
Definitely. Definitely.
Ni kama ufanyiwe operation ya spinal cord.
By the way, always rudi 100%.
Exactly.
Hata spinal cord umeenda mbali, ufanyiwa tu operation ya mapua. Victor Mark Collins Bed anasema, can I get a clean 5L Hiace for 300k?
Clean 5L Hiace 300k, hiyo ni ndoto ya linacha.
Haiwezekani.
Haiwezekani.
Scofi anauliza, hello conversation, gari yangu inataka, inakataa kusonga reverse hadi kuwe moto, naweza repair gearbox? Na, ni gari gani? Yes, Coffee.
Kama ni manual, yes. Kama ni auto ama CVT, wachana nayo.
Yes.
Kuna Shona nauliza, evening Wakabi and Brian Bugwa, kindly do an episode on foreign used Chinese brands that are reliable like Japanese counterparts. Maybe there is a market we haven't explored. Actually, that is true.
Mm.
Kuna magari za China zilikuwa fiti sana.
Yes.
Even today, I'll tell you a few.
Yes.
Unaona Chinese trucks zimekuja, zime take over. Chinese bikes take market by storm.
Definitely.
Sindio? And they are reliable, very reliable and very easy to repair.
Mm.
What about passenger cars? Cherry Tigo.
Yes. Ile ilikuwa na polisi.
Cherry Tigo was one very good Chinese vehicle.
Yes.
The other good Chinese vehicle I can remember was, it was called the JMC Vigas.
Yes.
Double cab moja, fresh safi sana. Safi sana. Gari reliable, gari. Unajua, the good thing about Chinese is that the only thing that they have unique is the body.
Yes.
Utapata hadi frame, like the photon, inaitwa photon what? Photon, there's a photon double cab.
Mm-hmm.
Iyo gari, basically, it's an Isuzu D-Max.
Ah.
Hadi mlango, hadi. Ah. So the only thing that are different, ni wing.
Ah.
Ata wing unapata, iyo tire D-Max inaweza ingia, ni venye saa taa zifanani.
Oh.
The Chinese make things very easy for you.
Yes. Because they understand what you're looking for.
In fact, Ibrahim, I think hakuna manufacturer anaelewa Africa
better than the Chinese. And that's why we told these guys called Mobias to just tell us what this car is, it runs from which Chinese platform, walete gari tuipeleke kanisa,
exactly,
tuichambue, probably people will buy the damn Chinese thing. You understand?
Yes.
But you see now, wanaficha gari kama bangi.
Let me ask you.
Yes.
Forgive me if I'll sound vulgar.
Yes.
But Mobius wanauzanga gari kama bangi. You see, kama imefichwa. Ask for the price on the Mobius. Alafu ni kama wananga magari zingine. Kuna moja ya white, kuna ingine ya blue.
Mine wananga hizo.
But
I think, honestly, these guys stand a chance if they tell us exactly what they're running.
But now they don't
know. And then they need to open up. We need to know what they are Okay, watu watena story yao sebana. Tusonge mbele, okabi. Let's take some questions. Hello guys, can I get a clean Toyota Fielder old model for 700k?
It's possible. Fielder ya matako buti.
Iyo yiko possible.
Yes.
Brand Githaya, okabi, as you also working on a version row, usisahau episodes za Cafactations.
Cafactations, by the way. Lakini wasi wali kataa kuwatch.
Wali kataa kuwatch
Cafactations, bana. Nimeona mtu anauliza kuhusu sourcing cars in Malaysia. Unaona hiyo swali?
Yes. Tutaongea juu ya maneno. Walter Koros, ukitafuta hiyo swali wakabi. Uh-huh. Hi wakabi and Toloi, with a budget of 850. Advice between the Honda Stream and the Mazda Axela 2013 for a first time.
Those both are good cars, but Stream inakuanga na fuel economy kidogo, Stream iko juu kiasi.
Yes.
So the Axela, especially the wacha hii wacha smiley face.
Yeah.
Ile nyingine ya kwanza.
Yes.
Zilikuwa gari fiti sana. Mm. They were not very expensive. Even today they are still not very expensive.
Yes.
Yeah.
Brand Uptown sema, one of my tires wearing out faster than the other. Alignment high side. Any advice?
Haya, kuna vitu tatu inaweza kuwa haziko.
Yes.
Tire rod ends zimeisha.
Mm-hmm.
Bushes zimeisha.
Mm-hmm.
Kuna spring moja kubwa kushinda ile ingine.
Ama kemba.
Mm. Kama unapeleka... okay, gari yako iko na kemba. That's another question.
Itaya mbele ama ya nyuma.
The other thing is, yo gari labda inaweza kuwa ilikuwa na frame damage mahali.
Iyo kitu muongelea.
Iyo kitu nimeongelea sahi.
Isha ikuwa kwa accident, ikakuwa na frame. By the way, very common. Very common wakabi. Kama tire yako inakulanga umeenda alignment, umecho. Kwanza ingiange alignment.
Ingiange.
Awase alignment utakudanganya imeingia, ijawai ingia.
Ingia.
Nime nyotaka tukula tire yako 500 wakuondoke. Haitawa ingia.
Moses Moturi pale anauliza, I am thinking of upgrading from a Touran 2008 TSI,
yes,
probably to a Kia Sorento 2015. Kindly advise price, reliability, spare ziko hivi. How is it compared to a Subaru Forester? Bro, if you can buy a Subaru Forester,
buy the Subaru Forester.
Mm. Yeah, buy the Subaru. Hizo magari za Korea?
Bado
hatujafika hapo.
Unajua, kuna kitu toa kutumika kama guinea pig. You remember, right now, guys are enjoying the two Volvos. Yes, tunapiga watu character development. But you see us, we enjoy the original Volvos. Those ones that never die. Eh? And they are still on the road until now.
Yes.
But the new crop of Volvos, before they became common, those guys were being ripped an arm and a leg.
Arm and a leg, bwana.
Spare part, kwanza zipatikani gari ungelalisha even a whole month ukingoja spare. Na price ya spare ni kama kutoka mpaka Timbuktu.
Yeah.
Mekanika kutengeneza hizo vitu mwenyewe hayuko.
Yes.
So kuliko kungangana na hizi vitu za Korea zenye bado hazijajaa.
Hazijajaa bana.
Relax, take a chill pill, ngoja watu wengine wanunue kama wako na pesa na kusumbuliwa na stress.
Yes.
Zikishakuwa mingi then you can give it a shot. But we have a review of the Santa Fe.
Santa Fe inakuja hapo Wednesday.
On Wednesday.
Conversations main channel.
Yes. So probably they can catch that and understand our thought process around the car.
Exactly.
Can we talk about the second bit? Because I need us to handle it. Tuko na 15 minutes wakabi ya kumaliza. Mimi sasa ni guide. Niko na pesa 600. I'm thinking I need to create one of the awesome or perfect car for my needs. Kama wewe, for example, perfectly. You decided, you know what? I'm going to buy a Mazda 323. I'm going to pay 30,000 and I'm going to build this car to what I want. Already you're doing the bumper changes, the looks, the lights, the setup. Like, this is going to be what you want. You're literally recreating a car that you want.
Uh-huh.
And I know the end product is going to be... I cannot wait for that. Now, talk to us. Talk to those kind of people.
Okay, mimi, when I was going into the 323 project...
Yes.
Nilikuwa nataka gari haina computer, number one.
Mm-hmm.
No ECU.
Mm-hmm.
No hydraulics.
Mm-hmm.
Yani something that najua ikiharibikia wapi inaweza. Clutch ni ya waya, ikikatika clutch unaweka sengenge. Unaona? Okay. I wanted something bare bone. Something that
these guys not normal. I would escape to Java and say, okay, but literally that is what you wanted.
That is what I wanted.
Yes.
Gari najua, I told you when we were growing up ilikuwa na Datsun.
Yes.
Ilikuwa inakata cable ya clutch.
Mm.
So hadi one time tukaenda ikakatia mahali tukakata sengenge.
Yes, ile ya fence.
Na hiyo sengenge lasted a lifetime.
You told me you even sold the car with the
sengenge. Yes, with the sengenge.
And so, I believe the one who bought drove it to the sengenge.
With the sengenge, I love that ajui niko na sengenge. Sasa,
yes.
You see, what you, the beauty about having project cars, and there was somebody who commented on yesterday's video, Kasema, I love project cars and what you guys are doing,
yes.
But I don't have the heart
to go through it.
To go through it. Sabumanze, sometimes project cars can have a lot of frustrations. It as yes. much as they, you know, having a project car is like having a marriage.
No. Kabi, withdraw the statement.
Why?
Having a project car is like being in an abusive relationship. You see, a marriage, there are good marriages.
No, the reason I'm saying a marriage
yes.
is kuna zile honeymoon days, a babe.
Definitely.
So you hapo pale unaenda, you go down on one knee.
Yes.
Sijui kwa nini watu wanafanyanga hivyo. But anyway, it's okay.
Wewe watu wanafanyanga hivyo. Don't ask.
Haya. Yes. Then there are those days hamuongeleshani. Ndiyo mnapendana lakini hamsikizi, hamuongei. Unachukiana.
Kuna Jamal niambia the English words like honey, baby, nini, they are only used when you send money in advance.
When you have money.
Yes, and then when you arrive in the house, they refer to you as baby honey. But when you come back without money, unaitwa baba.
Baba.
Ah, baba nani.
Baba nani. Yeah.
Baba Bran. Ama we. Ama ule.
Ama ule. Alafu.
Pelekea ule chakula. Brian, pelekea ule.
So, they never, when you don't have money, they never ask you questions directly.
No.
Sikianga, we, ene ulize babako school fees analipa lini. ama babako alisema tukufe njaa, sindio? That is when you don't have money.
Okabi, wachana na maneno ya marriage. Talk about cars. So you are back to cars. Yes. So you are saying a project car is like...
It's like a marriage.
Yes.
There are days you will be very happy with the car.
Yes.
And there are days you will be frustrated.
Yes.
There are days where you will be there for each other.
Yes.
When I know all this... And if you're getting yourself into... Now this phase two for... Phase two... Iju is a kwana tulikuwa sema umepata kanisa note kana uza bay fit zile first generation. Umenunua, umefanya... Kama what Cedric did.
Yes.
Unafanya 1, 2, 3. You know, clean up, clean up. Fiti sana.
Yeah, yeah.
Sasa kwa magangster.
Tupatie kwanza stages. So stage one ni kama sasa wakili.
Wakili,
you
yes.
get a very nice, decent car. Una clean up. Si basically restoration.
Ni kukasafisha kidogo.
Ni kukasafisha. Suspension ni mbaya. Suspension haraka. Service pale ni nini. Tire zimeisha. Tire. Bushes ni nini. Alafu gari na kuwa fit. Electronics kidogo. Window moja ipandi. Unanua winder. Unaeka. Inapanda. And then it becomes a perfect car.
Ama unaenda pale kwa repossession yard. Unapata gari.
Yes.
Unapiga karangi kidogo. You change a few things. Unaweka suspension.
Yes, kwa repossession. Kwa hivyo wamenyanganywa magari.
Wamenyanganywa magari.
Yes.
So, lakini sasa hapa phase 2.
Sasa hii yako ni phase 3. Hii si hata phase 2. Hii yako ni phase 3. Hii sasa ni... raw, like this is raw, where I have a budget of 600. I'm saying I'm going to buy a body of a car, let's say a W124,
yes,
at 100,000.
Yeah,
and I'm going to build this car to what I want. Naenda kuweka engineer M112 hapo ndani, nifanye modification ya gearbox, nitoe automatic, niweke manual, 6 exactly. speed ama 5 speed, niweke updated headlights. Ni yani, basically, it's building your dream car, the car that you have a vision of in this small budget that you have.
Exactly.
This is what you are saying is a relationship of...
This is a marriage.
Give and take.
It's commitment.
It's commitment. It is sacrifice.
And let me tell you one thing. This was men's conference edition.
Yeah, by the way, men's conference.
You know our the other gender...
Yes.
...cannot understand why we can go spend the whole day in the garage.
Yes. By the way.
They cannot understand.
By the way. We do that with you all the time.
All the time.
Saturday and Friday zetu, they are literally, you wake up, you start looking at pieces of machines.
Machines, yes.
Spanner, oil, rangi, from 8 all the way to 7.
To 7 p.m.
And you go home a very happy man. Do you know how abnormal that is?
Now,
yes.
Na kitu ingine, project yes. cars ni kama betting.
Okay.
Once you start, you don't stop.
Yes.
Inakuja, inakulima vijiti. Lakini kesho uko hapo.
Uko hapo.
You're there trying to fix whatever you want.
Yes. One thing I think I appreciate with the process of buying a car or a shell and building something into what you want to come. One thing that I appreciate about that
yes.
is the relationship that you build with the car. You understand? And that is one thing that marriage also does, eh? Kuna jamaa anaitwa Chris Rock liko, alikuwa anasema marriage is like a music band. So they kuna time unacheza solo guitar, kuna time wendo muimbaji, wasa wanakuchia, and kuna time unacheza tambourine. The idea is whatever place you are, put in, do your best, you understand? Make sure you do your best, usilalamike. Usianze, oh, leo menieka kwa drums, ule msiana ngaroko mbele, you understand? So that is the same relationship you have with this car. Sometimes it will be one of the best car that you're driving. Sometimes, the next minute,
tukua shetani.
Mpaka unashangaa ni nini hii niliingia ndani kutengeneza hii gari. And then the other time, it is just fantastic. You understand? So, but what is interesting about this process is the relationship and the love that you create for this car. Because then this car, it's just not any other car. It becomes now something that you understand.
You understand it. Now you and your beauty. You see, if you build a car by yourself,
yes,
like from scratch, you know, shell, we case of it, zote, ikiharibu kitu. Hata ukienda kwa mechanic unajuanga, I know hapa, A, B, C, D, hii ndio iliharibika.
Kama sahi, the Mazda 323, it's stripped down naked.
Yes.
So it means every piece that comes on it, you know where it's coming from and why it's coming in and where it's going.
Exactly.
And if there's any imperfection, you can actually tell the moment it goes on.
Yeah,
so unajua, hii radiator imeekwa, lakini vile niliona ni mbaya.
Ni mbaya. So at the back of your mind, you know what will go wrong before the other one.
Exactly. So now the debate is this, Okapi. Which one is the best? Before you talk about that, question kali sana. So where, let's say I'm interested. I say, you know what? I want to try this. I want to build my dream car. I know I'm not rich, but I have a budget of 500. I want to build my own car. Where do I start from? In terms of, because identity ya kwanza ni where do I find the car?
Yes.
So what are the roaming sites of me finding the car?
Number one is the process of identifying the car you want. You need, yes, even on rally cars, you need to identify a car that will be able to hold what you want.
Yes.
You see, you cannot put a V6 engine in a VW Beetle.
You're right.
You get?
Yes.
But you can put a V8 in a W124.
Yes.
Unaona?
Mm-hmm.
So, number one, first of all, understand what you want. Mm-hmm. Then identify a platform. In fact, you don't call it a shell or an... Identify a platform. Identify a platform. Inaweza kuwa ni gari kama... You can pick... you see, there were cars that were very... You see, Toyota Levine...
Mm-hmm.
You can look at Toyota Corolla 100. Here you would do so many things with the 100.
The Honda Civic.
Honda Civic. Aye. You know, ina mezanga kila kitu.
Ile engine bay yake ni kama ilitengenezwa kufanywa anything.
Eh, hiyo ina meza kila kitu.
It's actually considered the best case swap car. Like you can swap anything into that.
Into the Civic.
Yes.
Aya. Then once you identify the frame, is where do I get this car?
Yes.
Where do I get technical expertise?
Mm-hmm.
Where do I get body parts? Engine parts which are nazo. Because if you're thinking of doing engine swaps, then there are so many things you're going to change. Kama drive shaft, gearbox.
Modification hata ya platform.
Ya platform yenyewe. What do I need to reinforce?
Yes.
Because kuna engine unawezaweka kwa gari, na gari haiwezi hold.
Haiwezi, true. That is true.
You know?
Yes.
So then there is also the cost.
Mm-hmm.
The cost implication. You can get a shell or a platform for as low as 30,000 Kenya shillings. To me prove your kid.
Yes.
You can get one for as low as 30,000. Mm. So, assuming you have a budget of 500K, yes. I want to show guys how possible it is to have your dream car with a budget of 500K.
Kindly, go ahead. Go ahead. We have the time, Okapi.
Assuming, umenunua kama A323.
Yes.
323, if you buy it at 30K or 40K, you have 460,000.
Remaining. Yes.
To do whatever you want to do with this car.
Yes.
Haya. Choose the engine you want. Unataka mbio ama unataka reliability. Kama unataka mbio, there are engines that are almost universal. 4AGT, 3SGT. Pia kuna hii ya Honda inaitwa K20. Engines that have the power. Haya. Number two. Whenever you're doing a modification, there is something people need to know.
Yes.
Before you perfect it, there will be breakdowns. Kama sasa, unaona, there is an engine that easily good. If you want a Toyota Corolla to be fast,
yes,
190,
yes,
unaweka 4E FTE ile ya starlet ya tabo. And then put in a bigger turbo to produce close to 200 horsepower. Now with the weight of that car inakuwa very fast.
Yes.
Number 2, unaweza weka 3S GTE. Ama 2ZZ. They are very reliable. Kama 2ZZ is very reliable in other cars.
Yes.
Like in the moment you put it in a Corolla, I don't know what happens.
It changes. From reliability to unreliability.
But there are a few things that people need to understand.
Yes.
Cooling systems. There are engines that demand big radiators. So can your platform handle a big radiator? So that is phase two. In fact, before you identify, you need to do research and development.
Yes. So if I get it, one, identify the platform. Two, identify the guy who will work on your build.
On your build.
Three, make sure you have sufficient budget.
Exactly.
For the vision of the car that you want.
Sufficient research is also very important.
And most importantly, the last one that you've forgotten is have time.
A lot of time. Projects banasi gari at yuta kuendesha kesho.
Time.
Time is... And patience.
Yes. There are project cars I've seen where people have built for 3 years.
Especially guys who are doing classic cars.
Yes.
They do even up to 3 years.
Yes. Fantastic.
Hey. Leo kabi unaleta nini. Watu wanacheza na time pesa mbugua. We appreciate the love. I know the questions are coming in. So now, Okabi, you've talked about two extremes. One is where people can actually buy cars that they need, and two is where people can build.
Yes.
I know there are guys who want to understand the building process. And I think that one we can say we are covering it very nicely, step by step. Pale.
Conversations row.
So that way we don't need to discuss
it. We don't need to discuss that.
In fact, kwa 323 utafanya cost breakdown. From beginning all the way to the end, how much money you spend, what have you achieved, what type of car do you have at the end of the whole process.
Exactly.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Do we take some few questions before we sign out?
Yeah, nataka kuanza na Paul Kenyanjui.
Yes.
So, terrific Monday Night Live, guys. Show ni moto. Kama uchumi ya Zakayo, mtoza ushuru. Yeah, I'm going to get stories of Zakayo hapa.
Yeah.
Honest review on the GT Line Peugeot 308 1200cc 2016.
Yes.
The GT Line has a very small engine, 1200cc na turbo.
Yes.
Tunawaambianga kitu moja. Kuna vitu mbili haziingiani. Small engine, high power output.
Isiezi.
You must sacrifice reliability on that one.
One has to give way. Kuna jamaa anaitwa Edward Tari. Ako pale Shamahoho, hapa mahali unapenda kutaja.
Uko Shamahoho.
Anasema salimia vijana wa Msingu Boys. Hapo kando. Mimi si kijana wa Msingu Boys. Mimi ni mtu wa Kakamega High School. Lakini Msingu wa my brothers. Tulikaa pamoja. Master Yegon. Oh. Hello Eric and Ibra. How is the Datsun Violet? Kaza project car.
Datsun Violet?
Yes.
Is actually a very... Unajua mbele, Fender zinaingia za 1200.
Yes.
Nyuma sasa ndiyo challenge kiasi.
Yes.
The other thing is that it's rear wheel drive.
Yes.
The only challenge you'll have with a Datsun is the engine bay is very small. So your engine size is limited.
Yes.
But it's a nice car, especially if you want to restore it to original. Si gari mbaya.
Monica Muridhi, some of us are floating, but they are following. Monica Muridhi, ask us what you want
ask
to know.
We will demystify so that you understand.
I know Nima Stima Mengia. Hi guys, nimechelewa leo. Did you talk about how soon one should do service after replacing the engine?
Kuna vitu mbili.
Kuna dynamics.
Number one.
Yes.
Ni kama ukifanya engine overhaul. First 1000 kilometers, change oil. If you do an engine overhaul.
Yes.
Ukifanya ile kuchange kufunga rings nini.
In fact, the sooner the better.
The sooner the 500 1000, that is good.
Yes.
Kama umechange engine, yes. Immediately. Before ugurumishe hiyo engine.
Mwaga hizo vitu.
Yeah.
Hey, tumetumia word mbaya. But ni sawa. Kuna swali imekuwa hapa safi. Kuna swali. This was a very good question. The guy asked, but I forgot it, but I put it in my head. He said, for a 2016 car, is it possible to get it with 16,000 kilometers on the clock?
Now, guys, kama umeko mahali umeketi,
yes,
vuta kiti.
Because
this one, by the way, we need to have an episode about this one.
Yes.
There is one thing I want to tell you guys.
Yes.
Lately, kuna magari unaona sijui za 2017, 2016, unapata mileage ni 8K.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you guys. Yes. In fact, we inspected one with Ibrahim last. Nikaambia Ibrahim, cheki. Huyu msee. Najua kuna mahali nafikanga, there is information you might not disclose because you might not have supporting documents.
Documents to verify.
But let me tell you. Did you know that in Japan,
yes,
there is a whole auction ya magari za accident.
Yes.
We will next Monday Night Live, by the way, we will share that.
Yes, you remind us. We'll give Mbugwa the link.
The link.
So that he can show you. There
is a magari zinanuliwa.
Yes.
Then there is something else that guys do not know.
Mm-hmm.
If I buy a salvage vehicle in Japan,
yes,
there is normally a window.
Mm-hmm.
Na zinanunua hiyo gari. And this something, ni unambianga manze story ya mileage ni tricks. Naweza chukua hii gari.
Yes.
Nipige repair.
Mm-hmm.
Ndiyo pale kwa auction. Now, I want you to look at it this way. Nataka muone the correlation. Mm-hmm. If you guys are keen about kuitisha auction sheet, mm-hmm, if your car has very low mileage,
mm-hmm,
99% chances are it is a grade R.
Yes.
It's a repaired or repair accident. If you take the auction sheet. So mambo ya kuringa na gari low mileage, mm-hmm, wacha. Secondly, mm-hmm, is between the time I repair my car and take it for QSIJ inspection.
Yes.
Naweza kuwa nimerudisha mileage nyuma.
Before inspection.
So what will QSIJ read? The mileage, wanakuanga wamespecify vizuri.
Mm.
Mileage at time of inspection.
They don't actually say, this is the real mileage.
Yeah, they read about it. Nenda kwa website ya QSIJ.
Mileage
at time of inspection.
So, Okabi, what you're saying is, there is a possibility. Okay, wacha tujifanye hiyo possibility haiko. Do you think it makes sense for me to buy an 8-year-old car that has only been driven? Case study, Mazda Xela. Common.
Yes.
That has only been driven for 16,000 kilometers.
Not even
for 8 years.
Tumeona hadi ya 9,000 kilometers.
Wacha to divide. I am curious. I want to be stupid with this one. So, if it has gone 9,000.
Yeah.
Wacha tuweke na 9,000.
Tuliona ya 9,000 kilometers.
Imeenda for 8 years.
For 8 years.
So, divide by 8. So, in 1 year, this guy used to drive 1,125 kilometers.
Divide by 12.
93.
So, every month, we don't say,
alikuwa 93 kilometers.
Alikuwa natoka... Alikuwa Nairobi, anaenda Murang'a.
Murang'a ni mbali. Anatoka Nairobi, anafika Thika, anarudi Nairobi.
Anaweka gari parking.
Anaweka. Kila mwezi, alikuwa na safari moja, anarudi. No, it's not possible.
It is not possible.
Watu si wajinga, bwana.
So...
Sometimes
it's good to use logic. Unasikia dealer na kuambi gari bana imeenda 12,000 kilometers.
No.
Kwani mwenye alikuwa nanua gari. Okay, 50,000 is understandable.
Yes, 50,000 is understandable. But again, give and take. That could only be possible if this car got into an accident.
An accident.
And it was parking somewhere for a very long time and a guy bought it, fixed it, took it to the guys at whatever, the auction, ikanunuliwa, ikaletwa KSJ, wakasema mileage at the time of inspection. Ikasemekana 9,000, of which now kunawezekano li rewind.
Let me tell you, guys, you know, Kenyans think, by the way, Japanese are very ethical people.
Yes.
But do you know most of the people who buy those cars to export are not Japanese?
Yeah. The business guys.
Most of them are not Japanese. Kule ka...
For export.
Kuna kina kenodhi ya kule.
That's why auto ipata hapa yadi naraniwa na mjapanese.
Na mjapanese.
Rare sama.
Ngumu sana. Rare. Ngumu. So, listen guys. I'm not saying this is... You know QSIJ? And by law, wala mkiezaenda kotini. Wao wali record mileage at what?
Time of inspection.
They don't say real... They don't say actual mileage.
Yes.
So if I buy a grade R vehicle, repair it, have it mileage rudisho nyuma. Because these guys know Kenyans love low mileage cars.
Mm.
Yeah, so don't think that you're very safe.
With low mileage. Yes.
Mm.
But we are... So what we do is the pre-patch inspection we do, and we are trying to get a machine that can actually detect mileage
the
actual tampering. Mileage, yeah. So that in future, hiyo kitu. Anonymous team bado ako confused. Tumemwambia akinua engine mpya pale kwa Kalasinga.
Eh.
Akikabla weke pale ame service. Akisha service mara ya kwanza engine mpya, aende at least between 500 to 1000. Akuja amwage oil, aanze na fresh set of oil. So that's what you've said.
That is what I've said.
Ama kama umefunga engine, same procedure applies.
Exactly.
Funga engine, weka oil ya kuosha. Don't put high quality oil so that it clean.
Flush, yeah.
But pia kuna flushing oil.
Kuna flushing oil.
So two choices. You can either decide to use flushing oil, clean whatever, and then put in a new set of oil, then endesha gari.
But kwa overhaul,
yes.
Kuna, it's the reason why we talk about 500 kilometers or 1,000. Because rings, lazima zi break in.
Zi break in.
So by meaning the way, there'll be some chippings.
Debris.
Debris yuko ndani. Mm. Yeah.
Fantastic, Wukabi. Tukua maswali mawili matatu. Duncan Ogaga, hey, nataka gari iko na reliability kama ya fielder, but not a fielder.
Mazda Axela.
Mazda Axela. Murimi Irungu, 2007 Honda Civic for 500K. Deal or no deal?
We need to see the condition first.
Conditions first. Depends on the condition. Charles Xavier anasema, Mazda Atenza 2015 2000cc. Is it a good buy?
Petrol, yes, it's a good buy.
That's a petrol version, eh? Mm. It's a good buy. Mark Davis Nyanumba anasema, that E90 story after changing to the FE-FTE turbo engine, will there be a need to change the transmission?
Mark namjua.
Huyu si ni Mark.
Huyu ni Mark. Mark bana hiyo swali, but wacha ungenipigia simu ningekuambia.
Wewe Mark tuvutie but mjibu for the best of the rest of
so the E90 actually ukiweka for EFTE is a perfect fit.
Yes.
The gearbox will mate very comfortably.
Ah, with the 5-speed.
With the 5-speed. Very comfortably. Because the starlet ni hiyo tu.
Ah, nice. Yeah.
Lakini brake, brake up this bara
lazima fanya
upgrade. Lazima weke upgrade.
Disc nyuma.
Disc is a must.
Clement Gitao anasema, hi Eric, is Subaru Forester SG5 non-turbo good for a fast car?
Yes.
Fantastic.
We don't mind fuel economy sana.
It's a good car. Beliruby's animation, can you guys source a 2JZ engine?
We would love to, but unfortunately not. It's our engine, but they are sought after. Yes. So,
the sheriff, and it was Sheriff. Sheriff Unumnoma is all over comments and is one active follower. Zamaniaje bros, Nissan B12 dashboard na ezapata wapi?
Kariobangi.
Kariobangi yezi kwa sekana.
Kariobangi.
Eh, si tunaendanga huko tu, tunavaa gambus, tunaingia.
Tunaingia huko tu.
Huko watu natujua.
Tunaingia huko Mugonda,
Kuna jamana itua Harry 254. Hey Brand Wakabi, please advise on getting a new unit, probably Hyundai Tucson 2022.
Zero mileage?
Yes.
If you get a zero mileage, you know you are going to enjoy warranty, you're going to enjoy after sale support.
So perfect.
So that one you can buy.
Hiyo ni gari utakaa nayo kwa muda before yanza kupatia character development. Alan Koteo, hello, I have a Honda Insight 2010. I'm looking to restore. Pigia sisi wire, Alan Koteo, kama uko Nairobi, you want to restore what exactly? How bad is it? We will talk about that. Dan Otieno, best thing is to buy over 150k mileage. You find most parts have been changed. Bought my Nissan at 170, 3 years now, no problem. You remember we had a discussion?
We had that discussion.
Yes.
But next Monday Night Live, by the way, I need to tell them.
Yes.
Japan, kuna kuangana inspection flani na itango. Itango wa shaken or something.
Mm.
It's actually very remind us by the next Monday Night Live.
We show them.
We want to tell you why the processes in Japan. Yes. Ukinunua gari, ujue whether it has gone through all that. Eh?
Definitely.
Can I Sigilai Lawrence?
Yes.
Which is better between a 2016 Volvo V40 T4 and a Volvo Golf TSI?
Yes.
For a person averaging 3,000 kilometers, mostly long distance. This is really a bomb.
Ati amesema T4, yeah?
Volvo V40 T4 na VW Golf TSI.
Hey.
Hizo zote ni bomb, bro.
For a person averaging?
3,000 kilometers per month.
Hey. Bro, they are good cars.
They are better cars.
They are better cars. That's better the point. Cars, they are better cars. The Codefather anasema, nice show guys. Na weza get Prado ya diesel power by and drive ambayo haita nisumbua for 1.5M.
Sahi tricky.
Tricky.
Now, unless you're buying a J95.
Yes.
95 utapata, lakini 120 size inauzwata milioni mbili, bro.
Brian Mutuma, so would you prefer a foreign used to a locally used? Which one would you prefer? Okay, he's asking about our preference.
Mimi, for me, I told you.
I will buy a local list. I told you,
ila siku utaiona kienda showroom kununua gari.
Ndio umefia tu.
Ndio nimefia tu.
Tunakuombea maombi. Utakuwa umefia tu kweli? Lakini Lexus tununua.
Lexus tunaweza, lakini Lexus mimi nataka staki hiyo sahi. Nataka Lexus ina huko 206, 207 huko. One year bana.
That is where the juice
is. Where the juice is.
Mahali watu wanatoka sisi tunaenda huko.
Sisi tunaenda huko.
Teddy Mungai anauliza, hii swali nimeuliza sana Wazito. Nissan X-Trail T30 for a first time owner.
T30, hiyo ni story moja. I don't know how to explain this, but a T30 can either be a very good car
or a very
bad car.
Yes.
T30 has to, first of all, kuna vitu ukinunua T30 unafaa ujue. Number one, radiator health, cooling system health should be very important.
Yes.
If you can get a manual, ukipata manual utakuwa na noma.
Yes.
Ukipata auto, mnaweza ulizana maswali mbili tatu huko katikati. But T30, it depends pia if you buy a locally used, how was it treated?
Yes. Yeah. Kuna jamaa anaitwa Winston Lagat. Winston Lagat anatufuata sana, very good fan, lakini hasikii.
Anasema nini?
Alisema alinunua Audi A3 na 750K KCS. Anasema in summary, long story short, naambiwa nataka engine na gearbox.
Oh, bro.
Unajua, sisi tunaitwanga the devil's advocate.
Tunaambianga ukweli.
Venye iko. So you love us for what we say or you hate us for what we say, but we say
it. It's the truth.
Because at the end of the day, our conscience is clear that we are telling you the truth and only but the truth. So haters or lovers, that is what we do. So wachana na hizi mavitu ni makuni. Abel is a W202 good for a first-time buyer who works at home and earns a salary of 240K.
Yo ni mswaki.
Buy it,
bwana.
Kwanza tafuta ile nye mtu ameshughulikia kidogo.
Bas.
Ile zinauzwa kama 660 to 800.
Hizo ni maridadi.
Hizo ni maridadi, tena swafi pozi kabisa. tuchukue Brano Cheng. Ebu mtuletea hadi Mobius 3 kwa show. Mobius wakituletea
tuleta. Lakini saa shida hizo guys zao tumesema. We cannot simp. They are selling their cars like bank. Wanauzia nyuma ya cho.
Anonymous team amerudi na swali. Guys, msinilenge hii. Kuna G350. Nimeona 1993 pale Jiji. Hii ni G-Wagon, sindio?
Yeah.
Imepigwa facelift ya 2016. Uliwambi inaingiana. Alafu number plate ni KDD. 3-liter manual. How is that possible?
It is very possible, yes. Because utapata hadi sahi kuna majiwagon mingi sana zimelala pale kari, pale
yes.
Kabete.
Yes.
Mob sana. So nikibai hiyo alafu nidunge facelift ya 2016, sitatoka ikiwa KDL.
Safi sana. Ulikuwa mwambia platform ya G-Wagon. Unaweza facelift all through. Safi sana. Kabogo G, nyinyi ni watu old school, naona mambo manual gear shift. Aki nipatieni dawa ya Nissan B13 pale section ya engine. Gani inaweza ni sort?
B13? Unfortunately, these good engines za Nissan bana kuzipata ni tricky sana. Yes. SR20 DET. Iyo kwanza ukicheza nayo itakuwa. C18 inaingia pale. C18 turbo inaingia pale. So, if you can get mostly these engines from vehicles that have been wrecked, well, it can be quite a good buy.
Yes. Festus Mulua, tafadhali. Hey, Wakabi. Kindly advise on an Audi A3 ama A4 for a first-time buyer for a person averaging 3,000 kilometers per month.
Wachana nayo.
Winston Lagata anasema mtanisaidia kudispose, tutauzia nani kuni.
Sisi hiyo. Hiyo tuwezi.
Wewe unataka tuchome?
Winston utaacha. Hiyo tuwezi
chome. Winston utaacha.
Bora tushikanishe mtu hapa.
There's a good question from a lady called Terry Shiko. I am only going to take questions for the next 4 minutes and then we call it a day, Wakabi. She's asking between a local Toyota Cross na Toyota Corolla Cross.
Si Toyota Corolla Cross na Toyota Cross ni the same.
In the same thing.
The same thing.
Local.
Local.
Hiyo ni brand new.
Brand new. Hizo gari ni supu sana. runs ni gari very reliable, hazina yes. maneno mingi mm. hopefully tutaanza kuziona zikiimportiwa into the local market, mitumba tutaanza kuziona. But yeah, that's a vehicle that will come and give the CX-3 a run for its money.
Yes. Mm. Alex Victor, is oil flush healthy for engines?
Yes.
In a fun, Ebu, tell them what is why do we call it an oil flush? And there's a special oil that is called
flushing oil. It's basically to clean the engine of gunk.
Yes. Debris uchafu.
Ni kama dawa ya minyo.
Okay.
Dawa ya minyo ya
gunk. Umesimplify mzuri.
Exactly.
Kuna dawa inaitwa Ulax. Ni dawa ya kusafisha tumbo. Ukunywe kama uko karibu na choo.
Sasa ukikosa Ulax,
yes.
tuseme umeenda hospitali.
Yes.
Wewe nime interact kidogo na mamedic. Kuna quick first aid. Ukienda ukiwa tumbo ni mbaya sana na you're not downloading the files.
Yes.
And they want to clean your stomach, lakini yes. you're not download in buffering gina happen.
Huko na uplink iko sawa but downlink
kaput. Sasa wanaenda unaambiwa ulale vizuri. Wanatafuta omo. Ngoja ni kuje pia story. Wanatafuta omo na maji warm. Wanapiga hiyo solution kidogo.
Yes.
Wanachukua pipe. Siungoje nikwambie.
Kwa mdomo.
Siko mdomo. Si iko kwa exhaust. Inapigwa pump. Sasa unaambia wangu daktari akishapiga pump mara moja hivyo. Anatokanga akiwa amesonga.
Kwa sababu feedback.
Feedback.
David Carrier. David Carrier. Hello guys, I'm intending to buy a Mercedes-Benz W211 E200 with an M271 1.8 liter 206 engine. How do you think on the thought? Auto or manual?
SBS.
E1.8 ni either in a full V2. It's either turbocharged or a compressor.
Lakini hiyo gari ya 206 ilikuwa na ile
SBC
yes.
Ilikuwa na 206 ilikuwa imeshatolewa.
Ilikuwa ishatolewa.
Upgrade ilianza 206 all the way to 209. 205 kurudi nyuma ndo ziko na SBC.
SBC yes.
So hapo wako safe.
Hapo uko safe.
Kwa SBC system wako safe.
Wako safe.
So choice yake ni either compressor ama turbo.
Bana. Compressor ni more reliable.
Sindio? The supercharged
one. Supercharged is more reliable. But if you're buying a 211, buy a bigger engine, bana.
Yes! There are bigger engines on that. Yeah,
bigger engine.
Anunue kitu wiko na E350.
E350, 3.5.
Anunue kitu wiko na M112.
Bana!
Unakimbiza watu kwa barabara. Chacha unu
vitu tudogo, bana.
Awachie watu wa C-Class.
C-Class.
271, awachie watu wa C-Class. But still, if it is his choice, it's still a good car. He can buy it and yes. enjoy it. But it will not be as fun as the bigger options and the engines.
Lewafu wanauliza, is Mbugua my brother by any chance? That is a question I would have to ask my dad.
Mbugua? He's asking Mbugua this one?
Yes. So, here is what I do, babangu na izajibu.
Ama mwanda kuuliza babaki?
Sasi yu msia nauliza kama Mbugua ni brother angu. Naumbia misi jui.
Unless by the way, it is true. So what do we say? Can we call it a day? Do we have any question?
Masaya kafi,
do we have any question? Any burning question?
Kuna?
Ati muluya wanje Emboko anasema ati yu Audi apeleke rescue garage. Kuna legit professional taipea uzima. Hata waipatia uzima muluya wanje.
Unajua
uzima wa maisha ni kununua gari ingine.
Their generation curses.
Look,
those ones cannot be broken.
Look, fine. Let's be stupid. This guy anaitwa Winston Lagat apeleke yo gari rescue. Sawa? So, they give him a quote of 150,000.
150 ni kidogo.
Wakisha kuambia engine na gearbox ni kaput, lazima utanunua engine na gearbox. You understand? Akunanga shortcut na locally used. Kama imeenda kaput ni kaput.
Ni kaput,
Pale Dubai, engine ya Audi A3 ni pesa ngapi, brother?
Ni gani, lakini tuweke. Yapo so mbili.
So, guy, kama ni so mbili, hata nime give up. Sasa siyo gari budget, itakuja paka 300.
Na
kama linua 750.
400, wewe ujasahau, sababu labor boy.
Oh, labor ya rescue, kwa sababu wezi charge chini ya so.
Haya, kuna yo engine ni kaa so mbili. Gearbox ni kama 140. Omo, kama ni DSG.
Mera nime give up.
Leba.
Robert Kibet, tuachie hapo bwana.
Iyo gari yojua ni right, hata insurance wakifix yo ni right off.
By the way. Hata insurance yezi fix.
Yezi fix.
Yezi fix. Kuna jamaa anaitwa Robert Kibet. Hello, Kabi, please advise RVR na C200.
Why are you comparing, bwana?
Two different cars,
Robert Kibet. Una compare RVR? Ni kama kukompare, what's the chance yonge vibaya?
Iyo kwanza Robert Kibet.
Robert Kibet hapana, hiyo si mzuri.
But RVR gun na pia C200 gun ni mingi sana.
Alasadi Media nauliza Starlet new model mna yunaji. That's not a Starlet. We have told you time again. That is a Suzuki Baleno.
Yes.
Na kwanza si Suzuki ya Japan. Suzuki ya India. Hilo Suzuki Maruti Corporation.
Tumalize na Anthony Kamau.
Anthony Kamau nauliza.
What is your take between the CRV 2011 and the RAV4 2011? Also comment on the Exiga. 2015.
Exiga 2015 shares a lot with the Subaru Legacy.
Yes.
Wagon that was discontinued.
Mm-hmm.
So many argue that the Levogue replaced the Legacy wagon, but yes. The real thing ni ile Exiga ni Legacy.
Oh.
Kila kitu bana hiyo kitu inashare na Legacy.
Yes.
So basically
so you any comments on the Exiga? What do you think between the CRV and the RAV4?
RAV4
any day. Therefore, anytime, but again, you'll find that the same difference. Year, the cost difference, the RAV4 will be definitely
far much more expensive. So for value of money, the Honda
CRV will do. Fantastic, Wakabi. Do you have any other question? Mimi nafikiri kupande yangu nimefunga. I'm just reminding these guys that we have a very nice chat pale inaitwa super chat. Sisi ya tukatangi, sisi ni watu wangwana. Hata ukitupatia 1 bob you okay?
Yes.
10 pesa iko pale ukitupatia 10 bob. Wasa ngapi una watch right now we are 648. Kama kila mtu anatupatia 10 bob tutakuwa na 6480. Hiyo iko enough kufanya review kama mbili kuweka mafuta kwa magari na kwenda kufanya review.
Kabisa.
Safi, si ndio Kabi?
Mhm. Na tiny pesa wamecheza tiny pesa.
These guys are gentlemen. Watu ambao wako hapa Monica Mnini na the rest of those people are very fantastic guys.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's an awesome session. Wakabi, you've had a very nice awesome session. I was saying to ambie, what next do they want to know on our Monday Night Live? Wanataka to discuss nini? What
but,
do they want?
I want to lazima tu bacha pia stories za Japan. Unajua our dealers wamekuwa akiambia watu venye Japan ni kuzuri.
Yes.
Venye Japan, unajua wakora wameko kila mahali.
Mikora iko kila mahali.
Wakora iko kila mahali.
Yes.
So I think the best way to buy a locally used car is to buy not locally used, foreign used.
Yes.
Is to buy it with that at the back of your mind.
So do you say next time we talk about how to import or to buy the best foreign car?
Yes, na kwa hiyo topic tuongee kuhusu ukora za Japan.
Tuongee juu ukora ya Japan, tuongee your process na happen kwa auctions.
Kwa auctions. Yes.
How do you get into your auction? What happens? How like grade ya magari? So tuongee hiyo maneno.
Tuongee hiyo maneno. Unajua waache kufikiria Japan ni binguni.
Wanazamanga Japan si wa uongo.
Si wa uongo. Wewe.
Wa Japanese si wa uongo. Ni wa uongo wale pia. So I think that is awesome. So I think we have something to look forward to the next Monday Night Live. I think it is awesome. It's awesome having these guys here.
Yeah, it's a session that we also love.
This one is, in fact, for me, the best show of conversation is this one.
Monday Night Live.
Because this one is where we get to get real. This is where we get to interact. This is where we get to share. Watu wanaongea na sisi hapo na hapo.
Hapa na and it's raw.
It is raw. It comes as it goes. Shida ni wale watu wanazushanga comment list watu waudi wakujangi huku.
Wakujangi by the way.
Encourage them wakuje. So that we can have a sober discussion.
We will accept them as they are.
Yes. And they will accept us.
They will accept us as we are.
By the way, there is a guy we had a very big fight with. He's called, I think, I don't want to mention his name because I'll be giving credit to mediocrity, yeah?
Yes.
Where he had a problem with you expressing a preference. Okay, we are all human beings. So you said, you know what, this Audi is fantastic, it has awesome tech, but I'm not an Audi guy.
Yes.
You understand? For me, I'm just not an Audi guy. It doesn't make the Audi bad. Understand?
Yes. Nikama, and people need to learn this. Mm-hmm. They need to learn that an opinion is like a nose. Everybody is entitled to one.
Yes.
You cannot force me to love Audis. I don't like them.
Thank you. So he had a problem with, he loved Audis. He loves Audis. And he's like, you know, I'm having a problem with you because, you're professing your preference. You don't like Audis. Audis are the best cars in the world, blah, 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 blah. And then a guy came and asked him, aren't you doing the same thing
you are claiming Okabe is doing.
You're forcing me?
Yes, because you're forcing us to go by the idea that you love Audi and the Audi is the best car. No, I think we need to grow up. I think we do reviews, and the reason why manufacturers ni milioni kumi is because people have different preferences. Kuna gari, kwa mfano kama gari gani. Kuna gari nishai kuambia mimi siwezi nunua na siko ubaya. Hii gari inakuwa kama box inaitwaje?
Rumion.
Eh? Hapana, Rumion mzuri. Mm-hmm. Kuna hii nyingine inakuwa shapeless, haina formula. Mlango ni moja pande moja na ipotea ama nini?
Oh, potea, yes.
Exactly. Potea. For me, I am not a potea guy. And it doesn't mean the potea is bad.
In fact, the potea is very reliable, very economical.
But I am not, I do not fathom myself
driving a potea.
Driving a potea. You understand? That is a fantastic
but car. But it's not a bad car.
It's not a bad car.
Yeah.
So can we wish these guys a fantastic night? Can we tell them that we appreciate and we love
tunawapenda sana.
Sana. I think we are what we are because of them.
Because of these guys.
They took a dive and believed in us. And I hope we are not disappointing.
No, we can never disappoint. That is why we'll do pre-purchase inspection and be very honest with you guys.
Yes.
Tell you the truth.
Oh, there was also a complaint about a pre-purchase inspection. So there's a lady. She came and said, oh, you guys are choosy about who you're doing a pre-purchase inspection for. And sometimes when we call, we don't get the same service that you give other people. And I told her, you see, we have, in fact, we need to tell them about our schedule. We have a schedule. So we always recommend if you're booking a pre-purchase inspection, do it earlier.
By a day or two.
At least a day or two. You can't just call us now and say you have a pre-purchase inspection, you want us to be there.
We cannot.
Because the way we run our pre-purchase, so that we maintain the quality and the honesty, sisi wenyewe ndio ufanya pre-purchase.
Exactly.
Kwa sababu we realize unaweza tuma watu.
Waende wafanye, wakolued.
Wapewe kakitu, and then wapitishe gari na kumbe gari ni kuni, and then you guys will be calling and say, oh, I bought this car, sawa kasema ni mzuri, but it ended up being a bad car. So we always commit to doing a, afadhali tufanye pre-purchase mbili in a day.
In a day, yeah.
But to make sure that the people who have done or who have hired us for that job have a fantastic experience.
And that is why we propose, kama una book pre-purchase, tafadhali, yes. Book it either on Thursday, Friday and or Saturday.
Now specify in a time. Kuna wengine pia they book a pre-purchase inspection, nasema ni saa saba, ikifika saa saba wana ipush to two. Na kuna mtu wame book two. So exactly. It makes it very difficult for us to attend to you. Okay, and also guys who are insisting on virtual consultation as calls, sometimes you need to book the appropriate time. You can't just call in and say, I want a consultation now, and you get it now. Because we have to create content for you. We have to go over and about and serve people in terms of sourcing for cars and pre-purchase inspection. So we need to agree on the appropriate time. I think that is proper.
Exactly.
So Monday morning hours, you can sneak in too if you're lucky to book. Tuesday, same.
Same.
Wednesday, same. But Thursday, Friday, Saturday, tuko full available.
Mm-hmm.
Full day. So make your booking mapema. And,
a day in advance is good.
We'll be there.
Na pia watu wapunguze entitlement.
Yes. Yes. That one you said it.
We need. I will not. So as we wrap up, tulisema hizi merchandise tamu tamu.
Yes, we'll be posting prizes of these things.
Of these, the mugs.
Kuna very nice water bottles.
Ini ya coolant.
Oh, ini ya coolant.
Na nimeambia nani? Nimeambia huyu Maru. Taraji.
Mm.
Taraji midi aniweke mimi yangu aniweke pink.
Mm.
Ya ibra ataweka green.
Chuma mzee.
Chuma mzee. Alafu sasa hii nitaka iandikwe 5W40.
Yes.
5W30.
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 Ah, fantastic.
5W30 hapo.
Can we call it a night, Okabe?
It's a wrap like Moi.
It's a wrap like Moi. Guys, have yourself a good night and see you on Wednesday for two fantastic episodes. Episode number one.
Pale main channel, yes. From 10 a.m.
Yes.
We're having a very, very good review. Jioni pale Conversations Row.
Yes.
Tunaangusha ingine moto sana.
Fantastic. Maraini double trouble.
Double trouble.
Every Wednesday and Sunday.
We are not leaving any stone unturned.
Na hapa katikati tunajaribu kubalance.
Kubalance.
Cafactation, we will work on it.
Exactly.
Fantastic.
Sawa sawa.
Have yourself a good night, guys, and see you on Wednesday.
When's the kesho kutu?
A kesho Tuesday.
Yeah.
So Wednesday ni kesho kutu.
Yeah. So see you on Wednesday. Good night, bye. Masaya kafi imefika.
Yes.
Bugu wazima yo kitu.